Okay, so I have to admit, first of all, that I think they've answered a bunch of the questions already. So I have to come up with new ones. Alright, so we're going to go with individual questions about their work and connecting to Philadelphia first. So I'll just go back in the order where we were going, if that's okay with everybody. So, Deborah, and you spoke a lot about this actually. How does the city of Philadelphia, well, in particular, inform your work, I would say?
I think that's a large question because it's a large city. I think there's a lot of things that go into a lot of things from our everyday experience that finds its way into our work. And as I'm living here now, and I'm I take a lot of walks around the city, and a lot of the things that I see on those walks informs what I write about. The neighborhoods, as I said, how they transition so fluidly from one to the other. And I try to soak in them all. Is that better? Yeah.
That's a very excellent point.
Yes.
Because I think Philadelphia is one of the cities where you can actually see. Temple students, I tell this Temple students all the time, if you go across the street, you can see. I shouldn't go there. Mm-hmm. Every other city, you really can't visually see across the street is bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Philadelphia, you can visually see that if I leave on my side of the street, it's dangerous. Mm. So I like that point. I can go ahead. I'm Gary's storyteller.
Thank you very much, Gary. Also, I feel like the city of Philadelphia is very rich in history and lore as a result of folklore, Americana, that I couldn't really find in other cities that I was living in. New York is very gentrified, and therefore the folklore and the spirits of the city have been pulled out, sucked out, revamped, and replaced by new hegemony. Whereas Philadelphia is still very vibrant in the ghosts that walk around and that I can feel all around me, that pulse through me as I write. And therefore I feel like Philadelphia offers a lot of channeling capabilities, a lot of possibilities for me to pull something other into the work that other cities that are newer or further gentrified can't provide to me.
I have just one follow-up question for you real quick, if you could just talk about it for 1 minute. You talked about the poetry of chance, especially in Philadelphia. So you feel that because Philadelphia doesn't have as many boundaries and you can flow, that's a vibrant thing as well?
Yeah, I think that Philadelphia is perfect in the fact that it's a large city. It's one of the largest cities in our country, is in the top six. However, it's small enough that it's very walkable. It's very much a pedestrian city, a foot city, and therefore I can walk for hours and take in a lot of the things that I see and have experiences where I encounter magic on the streets, where I see things that are just sort of happening at random via the happenstance of the things I encounter just by being open to the things that I can encounter. And I think that it's sort of the perfect size for that kind of experience because it's small yet large. It's a town and yet it's a city. It's a town and a city at once. And that merging of the two things, the town and the city, the old and the new. Sometimes I think that Philadelphia needs a futurist manifesto because sometimes it feels so soaked in history and doesn't feel like it's alive enough in the present moment. It feels like we are always paying homage to things that have happened in the past, whether they're things that happened 10 years ago or over 1,000 years ago or at the signing of the Declaration or the cracking of the Liberty Bell, whatever it is. I feel like we often pay too much homage to the history of the place, and I think it's time to bring Philadelphia up to the present moment. And I agree with Conrad that the poetry scene here at this point in time is really, really beautiful, and I don't feel distressed. I feel like we're in the infancy of what could be.
I'm going to cut you off again, Deborah. Because we were talking about chance.
All right, sorry.
I wanted to stay with that.
Okay. Maybe I thought you asked another question.
Good point. All right. to you, Michelle. So how does Philadelphia inform your work in particular?
Well, as I was saying earlier, Philadelphia informs my work in that I am trying to capture the spirit of the people. For me, as a spoken word poet, what I try to do is I try to really emotionally engage with my audience. And whether I'm talking about pieces which deal with me being an Asian American woman and talking about being sexually fetishized, right? Or whether I'm talking about being a woman and having to deal with male-dominated perspectives which try to inhibit me from doing things, or whether I'm talking about larger political issues and current events, no matter what it is that I'm doing, I have to try to find a way for that audience to listen to me. I have to try to find a way to make it represented in such a way where everyone can connect with me, right? Mm-hmm. Even as a woman, I should be able to have a man understand where I'm coming from, okay? If I'm doing a poem about sexual slavery, right, even though maybe many of you might not be aware of sexual slavery or human trafficking or, you know, all of the ways in which sexual slavery impacts not only Asian women's lives, but women from Africa and Eastern Europe and so forth, I have to find a way to humanize that. So when I do my spoken word poetry, it really is about humanizing. And when I'm going out to these places, wherever it is that I'm performing, right, whether I'm going to Minneapolis, or whether I'm going to Chicago, or whether I'm going to New York, or whether I'm going out to LA, or whether I'm going to Seattle, or whether I'm going to Portland, right? What I'm trying to do is, in always saying that I'm representing Philadelphia, I'm trying to convey a certain kind of spirit, okay? And for me, Philadelphia, what I love about this city is, this, as I said earlier, is the spirit of the folks who live here. And when I say the folks who live here, I mean like everyday people living out here and struggling, right? Struggling day to day to just live, right? I'm talking about the kids that I work with out in Germantown over the summer as part of the Big Picture summer camp with the Mural Arts program. I'm talking about folks who live in North Philly. I'm talking about Southeast Asians who live in South Philly. I'm talking about folks who live out here in West Philly. I'm talking about folks who live down here in Chinatown and Chinatown North. I'm talking about all those people, real Philadelphians, people who were born here, grew up here, who live here, and will probably spend the rest of their days here, will die here. I'm talking about those folks. And that's what it is that I'm trying to capture. When I'm out there and, you know, we're talking about, an homage, you know, I'm not really trying to give homage to, you know, the city of Philadelphia in terms of what it represents historically, or give some romantic view of Philadelphia. I'm trying to show that there is this, you know, very real humanity going on in this city. And so if that means I have to represent harsh realities, that's what I'm going to do. But that doesn't mean those harsh realities aren't beautiful. They are beautiful. You have to find the beauty of them. So as I said earlier, the grittiness of the city, as well as the tenderness that's there. The hardness, as well as the vulnerability. You have to have that balance. Otherwise, it's a misrepresentation. Mm-hmm. So for me, again, as a spoken word poet, I'm making that distinction because it's important to me. As a spoken word poet, these are the things that are important to me, okay? And again, you know, trying to get folks to emotionally connect, to emotionally engage, because in my opinion, right, there are a lot of things that we have to overcome. There are a lot of, we don't take the time to have real, honest discussions. And in order for us to be able to understand one another in a way where we're really connecting, where we're not bullshitting, we have to sort of put some things on the table. Right? And so, you know, in terms of how that informs me, I mean, that's how I approach my poetry. I'm putting it on the table. Anybody who knows my poetry knows this. I'm putting it all on the table. And if you want to come have a real dialogue with me, then that's cool. Okay? But that's how I rip Philly.
Thank you. All right.